This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Despite the tough rhetoric about promoting America made, the number of vehicles imported to the U.S. from Mexico reached an all-time high last year. Mexico's auto industry exported 2.3 million vehicles, which is nearly a 10% increase from the last year of the Obama administration. As Marketplace's Rima Kreis reports, the push to renegotiate NAFTA hasn't slowed down production.
Last year, for every 100 cars sold here, 14 were made in Mexico. And many of them were trucks, says David Whiston, an auto equity analyst at Morningstar.
Pickups, crossovers, SUVs, minivans, those are now about 65% of the market.
GM builds some of its most popular pickups in Mexico, and along with other auto manufacturers, it's been drawn to the country by low labor costs and free trade pacts. Whiston says even though the fate of NAFTA is unclear, it hasn't stopped companies there from growing.
Toyota, for example, is in the midst of expanding a Tijuana plant to make more Tacomas, and then they're going to open up a whole new plant there as well.
Mauro Guillen is an international relations professor at Wharton. He says changes to NAFTA could include tighter regulations as a way of encouraging more production in the U.S. But
I think it is doubtful that the jobs wouldn't necessarily come back to the United States. Instead, it might actually shift towards Asia, towards another low-cost manufacturing location.
He also says any new trade restrictions could mean higher prices for consumers. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.